Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet taught us that the Kohen Gadol had to remain awake all night on Yom Kippur. The next two Mishnayos are going to describe what the Kohen Gadol would do in order to remain awake. It says the Mishnah Im Haya Chacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a Taman Chacham, was a wise Torah scholar, Doresh, he would give a shiur regarding various halachos throughout the night, that he would not fall asleep, and therefore again he wouldn't become tame from any tame liquid leaving his body. Ve'imla, but if he was not enough of a Torah scholar, he wasn't such a Taman Chacham, he wasn't able to give a shiur, then Talmidei Chachamim Darshan Lefanov, then other Talmidei Chacham, other great rabbis, would give shiurim in front of him. Ve'im Ragi Alekrotz, and if he was not even able to listen to the shiur, but he was able to at least read the books of Ksuvim, interesting stories of Tanakh, then Korah, then he would read them. Ve'im La, but if he was not even able to read these, read the stories of Tanakh, then Korah and Lefanov, then others would read them to him. Uva Mek Korin Lefanov, and from which books specifically would they read to him? From the Tanakh, Be'iov, Uva Ezra, Uva Divrei Hayamim. They would read these books, these stories from Iov, Ezra, and Divrei Hayam. They're interesting stories, even someone who's not such a Talmud Chacham, and they would therefore keep the Kohen Gadol awake that night. As the Tiferes Yisrael points out, each of these Sfarim had a unique point of interest, that Iov featured various philosophical debates about the meaning of life that might appeal to the Kohen Gadol's mind. Ezra describes the great challenges experienced by those who returned from the Galus Bavel, the Babylonian exile, and built the second Beis HaMikdash, which would inspire the Kohen Gadol to feel the importance of serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And Divrei Hayamim would contain various historical stories that are interesting as well in their own rights. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zechariah ben Kvutal Omer, Zechariah ben Kvutal says, Pamim harbe karisi lefanav be Daniel. There are many times that I read to the Kohen Gadol from the book of Daniel, which also contains many interesting stories. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Bikesh lehisnam name, if the Kohen Gadol was about to fall asleep, Pirchei kehuna makin lefanav be'etz betzorada, that the young men of the Kohanim would snap their index fingers before him in order to keep him awake. The Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Amod v'hafeig achas al haritzba, stand on your feet and cool yourself for a while on the cold marble floor that would hopefully keep you awake. U'ma'asikin oso, ad sheyagiyah zman hashchita. And as the night continued on, they would keep him occupied by singing in front of him until the time for the shechting of the Karban Talmud shall shachar, until that would arrive at dawn, and the daytime avoda would begin at that particular point. Quick review, Perek Aleph. Mishnah Vav discussed how we would keep the Kohen Gadol awake the night of Yom Kippur. We said, number one, if he was a Talmud Chacham, he would give a shiur. If he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, Talmidei Chachamim would learn with him. If he wasn't able to follow a shiur, but at least he could read the stories of Tanakh, he would read them. If he couldn't read, then other people would read them to him. What exactly would they read to him? The Mishnah said, Iov, Ezra, and Divrei Hayam, interesting stories about different aspects of life and aspects of history and so on that would keep him awake and that would inspire him and prevent him from falling asleep. Then Zechariah ben Kvutal said that they would also read to him various stories from Daniel as well, which were interesting stories. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin told us that if the Kohen Gadol was about to fall asleep on Yom Kippur, then they would have the young men of the Kohanim, he would snap their fingers before him to keep him awake, and they would say to him, Mr. Kohen Gadol, please stand on your bare feet, cool yourself for a while on the cold marble floor, and that would keep you awake. And they would continue singing and keeping him awake and being involved with him until the time for the shechita of the Karban Talmud Shel Shachar actually had arrived. Have a great day.